Wednesday morning, Murray Olds, as always, joins me for a bit of a dad joke chat.
Nick, very good morning, mate.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Surviving the cold weather?
Well, it's early days. Boom tish. But I did get out this, I mean, look, yesterday morning I came in, I wasn't wearing thongs and shorts, but it was pretty, it was positively balmy yesterday morning.
It
24
was
hours on, bloody hell.
Oh, about 3 o'clock was when the change started coming through yesterday, and you could feel the ice in the wind.
The snow all through Canberra.
It's incredible.
All through Canberra. That little boy went missing, that little autistic chap, he went missing down at Falls Creek. They were really, really worried about him. They had hundreds of people out searching, and they did find him. He can't communicate.
No, and it looks like he's going to be okay.
100%.
Kid had lost a shoe, gloves. I mean, poor guy.
At Tasmania, there were people in snowball fights and making snowmen down in Tassie, and this is going to be around for the best part of today. The winds will die off this afternoon. It's still going to be a bit chilly.
Mm.
But it's winter time. What do you expect?
I know. Is it going to be good news for Perisher? I can never tell. Because if it's getting warmer here by the weekend, is anyone heading away for the snow in luck, do we think?
Or? I don't know. I mean, I've never skied in Australia, I must say.
Oh, there you go.
I originally came from New Zealand, so I did all my skiing not far from where I was brought up in the South Island.
Yeah, look, you'd be pretty disappointing out here coming from New Zealand,
well,
looking around.
I was never any,
ski this?
But I was never any good at skiing. Are you a good skier?
No, terrible. Terrible. I'm an après skier.
Ah.
Yeah. Give me a brandy and a fire and I'm quite happy. I just like
good.
To look like I've skied. Anyway, dad jokes. Is what
okay, I've got some really bad ones this morning.
Love it.
Have you met my friend Annette?
I have not.
She married a fisherman.
Oh, God.
I just finished a book about Stockholm Syndrome.
How'd it go?
It was dreadful at the start, but by the end I loved it. And this cowboy walks into a bar and orders a beer. He sits down at the bar. His hat's made of brown wrapping paper. The shirt and vest are made of that sort of waxy paper. And his chaps, pants and boots are made of tissue paper. Just then the door bursts and police come charging up and put him under arrest. "What's the charge?" he cries. "Easy," said the police. "Rustling."
Oh. Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No.
He literally made a mint.
Very good.
Thank you.
Look, your gag too about the pterodactyl got a big work out at the golf club.
I'm glad. Now, what I was going to say was I've actually been quite excited to explore dad jokes from around the world or the equivalent thereof.
Right.
Not quite dad jokes, but you know how in Australia we have Little Johnny?
Yeah, Little Johnny.
Little Johnny asks the teacher, "Well, I discovered that in East Germany they had Little Fritzel." And Little Fritzel.
Of course they did.
And Little Fritzel had some great gags. And the favourite one I've discovered is teacher's there and they're looks out at the kids and she goes, "Now, who can tell me the difference between capitalism and communism?" Little Fritzel throws his hand up and he's like, miss. She's like, "Yes, Little Fritzel." He's like, "Capitalism is man's inhumanity to man. Communism is the other way around."
Very good.
I like that a lot.
Very East German.
It's very East German, but
very
I like
sort of
their
Marcus
humor
Wolf.
A great deal. Now, you and I have been talking previously in the week about what's going to happen with the Nats in
yes.
the wake of this election. A lot more power. We've seen Barnaby in chats with Malcolm.
Yeah.
And he's got his big push at the moment is he wants what we're calling Barnaby's Bank, the idea of a Commonwealth-run account for drought relief.
He wants a better deal for the bush. And by any measure, you'd have to say he goes in to these talks with the Prime Minister in a much enhanced position.
Absolutely.
They got an extra seat. They went, the National Party went against the government, trend against the government, I should say. They got hammered. We all know how badly the Libs got hammered. The Nationals are back in Canberra with an extra member, and they are over the moon. Now, how that translates into the new look ministry. They definitely want a new seat in the ministry, whether it's in cabinet or the outer ministry. We're not sure. Nigel Scullion, by the way, was re-elected overnight as a National Senate leader.
Yes,
there was some
that.
Talk he's going to get the rissole, but he is still there. He was Indigenous Affairs spokesman. I'm not sure he's going to be retaining that. But be that as it may, Malcolm Turnbull and Barnaby Joyce and their respective deputies, Fiona Nash and Julie Bishop, will sit down this morning in Canberra. He was all coy, Barnaby Joyce, when he was asked about the sorts of things he might be seeking. And I just went back and had a bit of a look this morning when the agreement was renegotiated. When Malcolm Turnbull rolled Tony Abbott, that deal was renegotiated by Warren Truss.
Back then, yes.
Because Warren Truss and the Nationals looked at this interloper. They thought, "What the hell have we got here? The bloke for Wentworth? You're kidding. Buddy, lesbian Mardi Gras? What? They couldn't." So this is where the idea of this national marriage, same-sex marriage plebiscite came from. That was the renegotiated coalition agreement, moving responsibility for water from the environment portfolio to agriculture. That came out of the renegotiated agreement. These are the sorts of nitty-gritty stuff that the Nationals have been putting on the Liberals, particularly under Malcolm Turnbull. Barnaby Joyce clearly has a much enhanced hand, if you will, going into the sort of card game. How that translates, though, we're just not sure, because they, I mean, do they get on? They appear to get on. Do people regard Barnaby Joyce as some sort of hick from the bush? Maybe they do, but he is the National Party leader and in a position of authority now.
It's going to be a very interesting one. Barnaby sort of turned into a bit of a national joke when we discovered he couldn't even kill two small celebrity dogs, but he's got a lot of power now.
Well, he does. He does. And I think it's a big mistake for people to underestimate this fellow. He has got a lot of ability and he has a lot of friends in the bush. I mean, he sort of, he plays in that sort of hokey, you know, I mean, Warren Truss, you could put 40,000 volts from him, he wouldn't light up. You know, bzzz, Warren Truss, you look like that cigar store Indian, you know what I mean? Barnaby, he's got this personality, he's got a bit of character, he's got some pizzazz, and I'd just love to be a fly on the wall. He's not giving anything away, by the way. He was telling the media down in Canberra, the press gallery got it all so wrong. He wasn't telling them anything about the types of things, the sorts of things he would be seeking in these talks with the Prime Minister. But he said, here's the quote. The Nationals, we have an incredibly good outcome at the election. We've gauged the ideas of the room, made sure the things we're fighting for are the things the people who voted us for want us to fight for. Just read into that what you will. In other words, don't ignore the bush.
Absolutely. And he certainly wasn't walking in with his hat in his hand this time around.
No, that's right.
He was eye to eye level with Malcolm and ready to rumble.
And Bob Catter, we've already seen the colour of his money. He says, if you want my deal, that's fine, my vote. But I want a dam in my electorate because that's going to be creating a lot of jobs up my in my part of the world. The Nationals, as you said, that the idea of a bank that's actually dedicated to men and women on the land who, how the hell do they cope? Have you ever sat down and thought about that?
Well, my dad still sells farm machinery.
Does he really?
Yeah, he really does. They're down country New South Wales. Down country New South Wales, and it's rough.
How
it's
do they
really
get up
rough.
Every morning? Drought year after year after year, and when it's not bloody drought, the whole joint's getting washed away.
Yeah,
I mean, how do they find the wherewithal to get up every morning and keep on going?
I've got to say, I don't mind the idea of a government that has an eye on the bush.
Of course.
And a better attitude towards it.
How many jobs could be created there?
A lot.
You know? And it's become almost trite to talk about, for example, suicide rates in country towns, the loss of young people to the city. They come in for jobs in the big smoke and never go back.
Exactly.
Schools are closing. GP clinics, they're down to one or two doctors in so many little towns. I mean, but tell me Hay isn't a great little place to grow up. It'd be beautiful.
Hay's great. I grew up just down around that area.
Oh, really?
Deniliquin, had family.
You were Denny
Hay.
Boy.
Yeah, Denny Boy.
The Denny Muster.
I didn't have it when I was a kid, but yeah, still had the Do It and Denny logo sign, if you remember that at all. Yeah, that was a way of getting people in. Murray, always a great chat. Thank you very much, mate.
Good on you, my friend.